every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears are still hobbled by injuries to some key players as they get set to take on the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio says the defense needs to be better against the run than it was last week.
Had that one explosive play, which obviously wasn't good. Overall, the run defense in that game wasn't good enough.
Meanwhile, Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all missed practice again today. They're all listed as questionable for Sunday, along with Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. Elsewhere in the league, Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston is being accused of groping a female Uber driver in 2016. The NFL says they are investigating. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has requested a special owners meeting to talk about Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract. The Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Blackhawks take on the Penguins in Pittsburgh tomorrow. And in college hoops, DePaul and Illinois face off tonight right here on The Score at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays. Starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oaklawn.
How do?
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had updates in the back half of the show. Joe Ostrowski early on, and he took part, as always, in Whom Do You Prefer? Thank you to our guests on the show, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, and Jim Brewer. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Great week. Chris Dickens helped out and has a mustache that I'm not sure is ironic
strong
or not.
Strong mustache.
It freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, I didn't say anything, but I'm like, is that a bit? It's got to be a bit.
I don't think it's a bit. He's just committed.
What he reminds me of? It's just the look. Do you remember in Boogie Nights when Thomas Jane's character shows up?
Yes.
There's this really bad influence on them that creates all the... It's that stash.
Motoran!
Yes. Yeah. Alfred Molina. Like some mid-grain cocaine coming through at the party when you see that stash right there.
Well, Chris, let us know. Brian Gersh.
I was going to say, I didn't get his number.
Does the video stream and does it well. Watch 670 the score. Oh, jeez, no. That's Jason Bernsey. It's a Friday.
What's up, boys?
Danger!
What's happening, fellas?
Mazel tov, Dan.
Thank you. Big
boy
weekend.
Becomes a man.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
The things you say to each other.
because here we go.
What else do Jews say to each other, Danny?
That's about it.
Yes, you're cool.
How do you want to control everybody? Who should we hire and fire today?
Which region's banks are under your auspices?
Right? It would be funny if it wasn't true.
Oh, no.
That's fair. No, it's a big weekend. We're just hoping for the weather to allow people to travel in.
It's an outdoor one?
And, no, but people are traveling in.
Oh, I'm like, wait a minute. This is an outdoor bar mitzvah? Let's go.
No.
You rented out Soldier Field?
Do you want me to sing?
Chant.
Oh, chant. Yes. Yeah, the Haftorah. Sure. Yes.
You can chant.
You got a band? What's the party?
We do. It's a band called the Gold Coast All Stars.
Oh, they're phenomenal. I
saw them at a gala where auctioneered a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they are sensational.
Yeah, they're really good.
So we're looking for, because you go to some of these and it's the DJs. And all the adults have to leave the room.
Are having too much fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right?
They do all those songs. they do all the songs. They just do them live on instruments.
Really?
Yes.
So we're gonna get a little T Swift out of these guys.
Yeah, Danny was a session guy and touring musician based in L.A. And
he was a real rock star. Yeah. He wasn't coming at this from like
he was a rock star.
Yeah, wow. he was in OAR.
Speaking of that mid grade.
How good was his cocaine?
That was part of the tasting. Dan had to leave.
Hey, man, the party planning business has been lucrative.
When my kid turns 13, I'm just going to hand him a bunch of applications.
Start earning.
Dude, my mother took me to Office Depot, Frank's Nursery and Craft, everything in that Dempster Plaza on my 16th birthday, and said, hey, you enjoy things. And now you will enjoy buying your own things.
Yes, this is how you do it.
Frank's Nursery and Craft, my first job, loading 112 Christmas. My lowest day was 112 Christmas trees during the Christmas season.
Oh, man.
How many different animals would bite you?
Dude.
Like a raccoon or something.
The sap was the worst part.
And you can't get it off.
Not at all. And you'd
like load it off, right?
You'd load it onto an old lady's station wagon, and she'd give you like a nickel, and you're like, all right, that's fine. I cut your brake line anyway.
Nice.
No, but that's all. I'm looking forward to this party because Terry's my date.
Dude, those jobs.
Yes,
really?
Yes. Terry was my sort of date for Zoe's. Mm-hmm. So me and Terry are going to be in the back of the room doing our thing.
Jason was explaining everything during the ceremony because apparently Terry's like, how do you know all this stuff?
Yes, because how do you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we moved to Evanston in 88, 89. So I was 8, 9 years old by that point. Mm. So I was right in the.
So you had a bar mitzvah run.
In the crosswind. Yeah, dude. I went to like 3 or 4 of them. My buddy Gabe D, Holly Chen, who was adopted, obviously. And there was one other kid who I really didn't.
They can be good parties, man.
Oh, a blast. Yeah. I got a mug with my face on it. I had never been to a party like that. So I brought it home. I'm like, Mom, we got to be Jewish. Like, look at this. Mm. Like, she was like, oh,
she
yeah.
said, all right, well, let's snip something. Right now.
Yeah.
We
actually have that instead of a photo booth.
Wow.
Take a little off the top.
That all set up for anybody who wants it.
One-stop shop.
Yep, right. Moyle's right there. Quick blessing.
Yeah. If you've got foreskin, come on in.
That's I'm not coming. Give you half a pastrami sandwich and send you on your way.
You guys know the best part about being a Moyle, right? Get to keep your tips.
What do you guys got on the show?
Is that worse than Jerry Glanville?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what do we got today? We have Olin Krutz at 2 o'clock and other news at 4. Cam Meredith will join us at 4:40. Nice. Brian Billick, Kendall Gill will join us at some point. Maybe we'll get a Detroit look as well.
Yeah, I want to talk about that first basketball game last night because I enjoyed the hell out of that Celtics-Warriors game.
Yeah.
There was stuff going
fun.
On. And, you'd think that losing Avery Bradley is going to take the teeth out of your defense. But how many
coach it, man?
And not when Marcus Smart is a 6'4 rim protector.
He can guard everything.
He's a rim protector. He's a point guard.
He's nasty.
He is, seriously, like he attacks
layups. They found a role for him. They don't shoot and bully the hell out of everyone.
He's like Tony Allen.
He defended LeBron in that first game. Like they've got
a collective willingness, don't they?
They've got exactly what the Hawks wanted to have when Josh Smith was their centerpiece, which is 4, 6, 7, 6, 8 guys. You could switch on everything, and you've got enough guys who aren't cool to do the uncool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jaylen Brown is a third pick in the draft and is out there diving, out there risking it all, taking some tough shots at times.
I loved him coming out.
He's terrific. Aaron Baines just comes in and throws his arms all over the place. Yeah.
And Jason Tatum is smooth. Like that dude did a bump shuffle last night.
He's better sooner than I thought he was going
to
be.
Man, like they've got the stuff. You know, this is what we talk about with the Bulls. Find your 5 through 9. So you can drop that 1 through 3 in and just roll.
I love it.
They found their 5 through 9.
They found their coach and their 5 through 9, mm-hmm. and they sat on all the assets. And it looks like they cashed in pretty well. Ainge got a lot of crap for taking Tatum,
mm-hmm.
and he said he would have been his number one overall. Look around at Fultz and Ball. And
I loved Tatum.
Look at what he didn't do too. Like everybody wanted Kevin Love.
Right.
3 years ago when they had all those picks.
Everybody wanted Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. All those things. Now you got.
You didn't cash in too soon.
You got Kyrie Irving. You got one of the best point guards in the game, one of the best league guards in the game, a guy who's a shooter, so he's not going to kill you from the perimeter.
Can you imagine
everyone else can play defense. Yeah.
Imagine if they had Hayward on this and Tatum is coming off the bench more.
We mentioned it yesterday. The Gordon Hayward thing might end up being like the Kyle Schwarber injury. Where he comes back
for a couple of seconds,
point,
and you're like, oh yeah.
Think about what they would have been with this guy.
Yeah.
And it makes the other guys develop sooner.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah, Tatum wouldn't be getting these minutes if Gordon Hayward's not.
And Jaylen Brown, like, he plays his best in the biggest games. He was so good in the playoffs last year, and then everyone else was. I mean, that was Tatum's worst game of the season last night. It was Kyrie's. Probably worst game of the season. The mask is still messing with him.
They played defense and they hit shots when they had to.
That team, 88 points.
And on top of all of that, this is why when the Bulls kept asking for Brown and Smart, Danny Ainge was like, no, absolutely not. No, I can find somebody to score. I'm not going to find a 6'7 backup point guard, which is what Jaylen Brown is going to be. When he reminds me a lot.
He's got a higher ceiling than that.
I'm saying for when Kyrie Irving's on the bench.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let him run points.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's like what James Harden was the fourth quarter point guard for that Thunder team when they were all young and they wanted to remove Russell off the ball and allow Kevin to roam and do all those other things. He was their fourth quarter point guard. Like you can give the ball to Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving's a good enough catch and shoot, good enough off the dribble, good enough everything offensive player that you're gonna have to keep your eyes on him. That kid is mega athletic. They got a nice little whip right now. I look forward to Celtics games.
I also like the X's and O's in the number of read options they have. Especially there's one play that they kept running where Al Horford would have the ball mid post.
Oh yeah, Al Horford.
And they did something. I don't know if I can exactly articulate it because I would need to sort of draw it out in front of me. But they did something where a corner cut that is usually a weak side cut,
the dang cut.
Not exactly that, but it's usually a weak side like duck in cut. And they change it to a strong side cut. They swing the ball over to the other side of the same side as that guy, and then he picks an angle. He can do a little pinch post action, come out, or they just drop him down to the baseline, and it's really
cool.
And
they share the ball.
Because I kept thinking, it's like, okay, yeah, a little weak side baseline cut. Like, oh, I didn't expect ball reversal there. There's all sorts of interesting stuff.
Well, he's probably the best coach in the game.
Oh,
Pop's pretty good.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, they're okay, fine. But in terms of the X's and O's style of it and coaching defense, he is remarkable. Just every single time, it seems like he's doing something new. And people around the league, they all talk about how they copy Brad Stevens.
That's a visionary hire.
Yeah,
that was by Ainge. That's an absolute visionary.
And I didn't believe when it happened. I mean, I thought he was a good college coach. And then you throw him in the mix with Rondo and some of those guys. And the first couple of years, that's what happens when you believe in your college coach too. And you don't. No matter what, that is the commodity that you're investing in. When you tell a locker room full of millionaires, hey. You guys are going to be in Sacramento before he is.
Well, it's got to be somebody. Yeah, you got to choose somebody. Yeah,
but the problem is, you know, you can't do that when you're backbiting and lying and giving away trade secrets and pulling
somebody's subtweeting.
No, I'm not subtweeting. Yeah, John Paxson and Gar Foreman have made a mockery out of leadership.
Yeah, and they chose Fred Hoiberg, who's uncomfortable in that role as well.
And now Fred is getting his NBA on. Dude. Fred. This last half of this season where Fred will start to tell people that this isn't his fault is going to be very interesting. Very interesting, right? Because Fred still wants an NBA job. And I wouldn't be surprised if he got one, to be honest with you.
If Vinny Del Negro can get one, Fred can get one.
All right, so here's the question. What era or what year would have been the best
to have Illinois DePaul, which we're having tonight for the first time in 60 years. Like
98.
98?
Give me Q and all them dudes. That's the last time DePaul was. I mean, Andre Brown had it.
Who's Illinois then?
Amari Sawyer and all them dudes.
Pre
98?
Brown and everything.
1998, Illinois. Yes,
but it's pre. Jay Hester and
pre, yes, yeah, right. It's pre D Brown and pre Luther Head.
Well, wait, check out Illinois. I was going to say, check out Illinois when Strickland and Comegys.
That's what I'm saying.
Were on that DePaul. The year that they played St. John's in Rosemont, the tournament.
And Bill Wennington.
That game was unbelievable.
Well, Strickland is on the 87-88 team. So, I mean, imagine then. Like that late 80s DePaul team, along with like, you know, pre Marcus Liberty flying Illini with Kendall and Nick and those guys.
I remember watching. Oh. I remember watching DePaul on WGN. Mm-hmm. Like, they play in this city,
right?
Like, Rod Strickland is doing those things in this city,
dude.
How can I get there? Like, mm-hmm. it was a big deal. I remember the last time Rosemont Horizon meant something to me basketball wise was when Jason Kidd and the Cal Bears. Had a tournament game out there, and everybody knew Jason Kidd was getting ready to go pro. He's going to be one of the top two or three picks. You knew he was a special player. That's the last time there was like basketball energy in this city.
Yeah, a 98 was Kevin Turner, Jerry Hester, and Jared G., Brian Johnson, young Sergio McClain.
Yeah, nice
23-10.
Nice little team.
Illinois DePaul, and they're not doing it because the schools want to, but they're doing it.
That's fine. I mean, do a Philly thing where you know, you get Nova and Temple and LaSalle and all that good stuff. Yeah, do one of those joints where it's Northern, Southern, you know, Loyola, UIC. Illinois, DePaul, UIC. Throw them all in the mix.
Chicago State.
Well,
the sport needs oversight.
Well, come on.
I'm down. Hey, Tracy Dildy's a good dude, you know, but I don't know if anybody's lining up to go see the Cougars.
Yeah,
they are the Cougars, right?
Struggling.
State Cougars.
They're cashing checks this time of year, though.
I'm sure.
The pre-conference season.
Yeah.
They're the taking game. Their 60-point losses.
The blood game.
Burns, you'd be talking about Ken Norman, Efren Winters, Bruce Douglas against the Dallas Comegys.
My guy Scotty Mintz was on that team.
Ken Norman. Total
against Terry Cummings, DePaul.
That dude, Scott Mintz, complete whack job. Absolute complete maniac. The fastest I've ever seen somebody kicked out of a professional basketball game.
Nice. Punch someone on the tip off?
Yes.
He
was the center for the Yakima Sun Kings, and it's the opening tip in the Sun Dome. And I want to say it was Monty McCutcheon Scotty Foster was the referee, and he throws it up, and it was a bad toss. And the other guy, our center, tips it, and Scott Mintz looks at the referee and he goes, "What the F is up with that horrible toss? What the F are you doing?" And so he's just like, two technicals, done. And he's
wow.
And he takes up and just
got thrown out from the toss.
That's a quick hook.
It can't be quicker, like, right?
That's awesome. And we're underway on the Sun Dome. There's two whistles, like, and I think Scott Mintz just got tossed.
Wasn't there an NHL game a couple years ago in the... playoffs, yeah, they'd like
two fights and you're gone.
Immediately drop the gloves.
Yes. Right? Wow.
Drop the puck, drop the gloves.
Yes, that did happen.
With crazy Tortorella, I think it was the Rangers.
And who fouled out the quickest in NBA history?
Don Nelson. It was against Rodman. And it was...
You got it, Campy.
I know his name. Wells. Bonzi Wells. Bubba Wells.
My man! Show's over! Let's get drunk, everybody.
Show's over still a thing?
Yeah. I got to keep it alive.
Yeah. Why that one?
Before it's for real.
You can hear me searching for that one. Yeah.
Campy had it immediately because Campy has no life. So, yes, Bubba Wells, me and you, Campy.
I was there. I should know. Right.
That's the high point of our show. We'll just start it now.
I found somebody. Remember near the end of the show yesterday, we were talking about, is Jose Altuve the shortest MVP of anything ever?
And we tried to get four major sports.
We Willie Killer?
No, I found we have a winner that is never, ever, ever, ever going to be topped or bottomed.
Wow.
In baseball?
Nope. Oh, dude. It ain't baseball. Oh. He tied Bobby Shantz and Phil Rizzuto. If you believe that they're all 5'6". Because he's listed at 5'6". I don't think Altuve is 5'6". I think he's 5'5".
Conspiracy?
Technically, technically, he is tied with Bobby Shantz and Phil Rizzuto. Yeah. But this, I had never heard of this guy.
Oh, wow.
I clicked on every name
and
every
list. Is he a jockey?
No, four major sports.
My goodness.
But this is, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who's going on right here. I'm going to introduce you to a guy you've never heard of and you will want to meet.
Oh, he looking
is,
forward to
he
it.
He is someone you should know, and I'm Harry Porterfield.
All right. First inning call, score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The college football question of the week is not who will win Saturday's key games, but this. Has someone been spiking Nick Saban's coffee? At his weekly press conference, the famously humorless Alabama coach did three things he never does. He was funny, he smiled, and then laughed, and he revealed something of himself that didn't directly relate to the fortunes of the Crimson Tide. Saban apparently walked past someone wearing torn jeans while walking in the door and couldn't help but say something when he reached the podium. Quote, I remember growing up in West Virginia, not wanting to go to school if my jeans were wore out, Saban said. Now people buy them that way. He paused, laughing, and said, I'm just wondering, how did we get here? The bigger question might be, how did Saban get there to doing what almost passed for stand-up? Then again, the answer might be pretty simple. Alabama plays Mercer on Saturday. Question, how did we get there? I'm John Feinstein.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
On the next 48 hours.
It's my little girl.
And somebody murdered her.
The body found is that of Jesse Bardwell.
Was it the boyfriend?
I was scared and I thought I could fix this.
So they're accusing him of murder.
Yes.
But they don't know how, when, or why. And where is the body in those 8 days?
A father's mission for justice.
I couldn't protect her. It kills me.
An all-new 48 Hours, Saturday on CBS.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gives a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Over to play.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee. During the Happy Honda Days sales event, you will not be disappointed.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Go back to the touchdown run, Mr. Spielman.
We always talk about gap responsibility up front. Now run to play, boys. Watch Jordy Nelson. He's going to come in and crack back. Crack back.
And now the Bears are trying to force
block them back. Receive your team.
God bless you.
This is my day. Thank you.
He's running stride for stride with them. And then, Matt Trubisky, you want to scramble?
Do you think America's ready for 6 foot, maybe soaking wet, Baker Mayfield?
The guy passed on Deshaun Watson for Trubisky. He can't win himself out of a paper bag contest. I mean,
what?
This is my day. Thank you for Friday.
China's commitment to a carbon-free future. The exhibitions that you see everywhere, the greening of Shanghai, everybody putting trees in the ground, the move to electric cars. One belt, one road. Made in China, 2025.
Shot clock rolling down. Half clock rolling.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
This segment is brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Happy Friday.
Yeah, man. It's good to be back talking to the people about Chicago sports. We've got ourselves a big Lions-Bears week. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm drunk from the meeting.
Saying, I know they had champagne at the meeting.
The mimosas from the meeting. Welcome in the intercom era, ladies and gentlemen. for the first time in a very, very long time. I think in my entire career, I was CBS Radio, to be honest
and
with you.
They apparently have created a new Entercom Chicago station format designed for and by Jason Goff.
No, don't do that.
That was my first
thought. It's for Tanny as well.
Yeah, but...
We've got a new sister station, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he's talking about right now. And for the 17 or 18% of you that are listening to this show right now, oh, it's going to take you back.
Mm-hmm.
Back, Jack. Do it again. Not that kind of music, though. It's hip-hop and R&B with a throwback feel to it. 104.3
what I said to,
throwback jams.
I said it to Mulligan. I said, I've lived long enough that there is a classic hip-hop station.
Well, there used to be a classic hip-hop station in this city, but it had an AM dial, and no one ever really listened to it.
Right, but this now it's Biggie and Tupac and Aaliyah.
Yeah, old heads like Fugees myself feel good about life.
And Snoop.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how far back. But we're going to get back to...
I was conforming pretty hard, and still do. You guys stay relevant, listen to the kids' music every once in a while. But yeah, man, you get enough of the XXXTentacions in the world and all the other little Uzi Verts. Yeah, throw me back to a little New York hip-hop. Throw me back to a little Red Man, a little Rakim, a little Biggie, like you mentioned. Give me some West Coast good stuff, some Ice Cube and some the Dog Pound. So yeah, we got new family. We're part of a new umbrella under a new umbrella. This is gonna be fun.
It's a different style of business, I can tell you that. But it's all good.
It's like he's reading a Buffalo Chicken Pizza read or something.
It's all good. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 2. We will do In Other News at 4. Cameron Meredith, the Bears wide receiver, at 4:40. Brian Billick at 5. Kendall Gill is going to join us to talk basketball at some point as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com. texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You find the podcasts there and all that. Links to things we talk about too. We can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score Facebook page. There is also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com, the video feed directed by Brian Gertsch.
Watch the backside of runs sometimes. More often than not with these zone schemes, they tell you whether the play will be successful or not. You see people on the ground on the backside of run.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
That was the audible.
Yeah.
That was the hot
dilly
call.
Dilly, huh? Dilly dilly. I wonder if there's an offensive coordinator out there willing to take it to the limit and say, screw FCC violations and put in something that,
big.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right? Like, I wonder if somebody's like, you know what? You guys want these boom mics close to the field? How about this?
Here's this.
Big Harry.
Right.
Like, that's something like that. You think? Like, wouldn't that be, that'd be awesome, though, right?
I'm just thinking one of my college roommates, every time he walked in the room, there were three of us. That's how he, that's how he announced his presence.
I think he told me about the guy who said, big head.
Yeah. It was always something like that. Every time, instead of saying, hey, I'm home.
How's everybody doing?
Because you never know who's got what going on in there. If there's something illicit going on.
Sock on the door handle kind of guys.
Yeah, but this is it's a two-bedroom apartment. And he would walk in at the top of his lungs and just scream that every single time. No.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. And then was he announcing that one was coming over?
No.
Or?
That was just how he announced his presence. And then he would add.
No matter if guys had their parents over, it doesn't matter.
And he would add adjectives to it. And he was like, giant rotating nothing on a stick. And it was like, it was a thing.
Good to know he grew up in the Weinstein house.
And he also at one point wanted to run for president. Not kidding. Dead serious.
Well,
yeah.
Now's the time.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Touchdown! Wow!
And I do believe I saw my first ever helmet catch.
Yes.
Is this a helmet catch, Mike?
It's right against it, right?
Please tell me that's a helmet catch.
Okay, it's a helmet catch. You're all good. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Give us another Chappelle story.
Dave probably was a little nuts. Not nuts, but like when I say nuts, I mean, I probably drove him nuts.
Yar.
That's four.
Four nuts.
That's the quintuple yar.
It's two guys.
Scoreboard update.
1:33 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are getting set to take on the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field today. Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all missing practice again. They're listed as questionable for Sunday, along with Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the UC. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Nico Mirotic will not accompany the team on a four-game road trip that starts on Sunday. Blackhawks take on the Pens in Pittsburgh tomorrow. In college hoops, Illinois and DePaul face off tonight at 7:30. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score. Illinois State trailing Boise State 61-38 with about 10.5 minutes left to go in the second half at the Puerto Rico tip-off at Myrtle Beach. Your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
It was good to see the Warriors forced into a dirty game last night. And even the mistakes that were made down the stretch where Klay Thompson gets a wide open three on the wing, where Al Horford has to flail on the closeout. Like, it's one of those things where it feels like a pitcher's duel. Like, any mistake will lose you the game. It was a fun game last night, even though it was that old, you know, early 90s, mid 90s kind of scoring. And then the second game where a team scored 142 points in regulation.
You know what both of those teams did in the early game, though? If you really look, and I know teams have been tracking this for a while now, but the value of a deflection and just making sure your hands are in a place to do something defensively. It doesn't take much. It just the discipline of just getting a finger on a ball. And that's
why wingspan is important.
It's a dunk.
Important measurement.
I mean, you get live ball turnovers, and these things turn into dunks on these teams, because you're talking about above the rim players just looking to crank that thing up the floor as everybody gets out firing. Everything's like an interception return. You know, they're all excited to go back the other way with it. And both teams, they
some
know.
Talent on that floor,
boy. You better believe some it.
Talent on that
I'm
floor.
Just. Who is the last? How tall is Marcus Smart? 6'4"?
6'4". He's a power guard. I talked to somebody and they termed him a power guard.
He's a rim protector.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I mean,
he's explosive.
Look, Lonzo Ball got a taste of that too earlier this year. And you watch at least once a game. He comes from the weak side and blocks a layup.
He's what I thought he was going to be coming out of Oklahoma State was something in the mold of a Chauncey Billups with a lesser shot in terms of how strong he was, getting to the lane anytime he wanted to. And that guy got drafted and was told, this is what your role is going to have to be. See, certain guys are told that, and they don't understand that that's a coach trying to get them to the money. Like, if you got a really good coach, that's a guy trying to get you to the money, telling you what your role is going to be. Sam used to tell me about P.J. Tucker.
And you're talking about Robert Covington.
Robert Covington. This is what your role is. I don't care what you did at Tennessee State. I don't care what you did at Oklahoma State. You're not going to be able to jump over people here in this league. You're not going to be able to bull through people in this league. So this is what your role will have to be. And that guy got his role and then got some leash in terms of what he can do offensively and never went wild with it. Never was like, all right, it's going up now. I'm the lead guard on the second five, the second unit on this team. Guess what? Offense is going through me. That's a dude who understands this is how I'm going to get paid. This is how I'm going to stay in the league. And more importantly, this is how I'm going to win. And That's the, like, I try to figure out where it went wrong for the Bulls quite often because I'm a Bulls fan and I watch Bulls basketball and I think of the years gone past where I respected Bulls basketball and how I feel now. I respected Kirk, Ben, and Lou. I knew they wasn't going to win anything, but I respected them because those dudes went out there and tried their asses off. I respected what happened the first 3 years of Derrick Rose's career because that was something unlike we had ever seen before. And I
respected Scott Skiles before he just decided to sour on his own team. Yeah. And now we know that's his pathology. Right. That's what he does.
You just take guys down to the dumps with you when you're feeling bad. That's what Scott does. There are different things. And it's not the cliche stuff that people talk about when they talk about this city. How, just work hard and this city will cheer for you. This city wants you to win. This city wants you to win championships. But along the way, there is a respect that's gained for hard work and for not punking out, whether it be from a leadership standpoint in your front office or the players to the last guy on the bench. This city wants dudes that's going to work. Yeah, you know what? You may not win it. Yeah, I'm going to get after you because after a long time not winning, I'm going to be angry. But damn it, if I don't respect what you're doing out there, if I see it. That team that they have right there in the Boston Celtics, that is a team. And I know they've won 14 in a row and, you know, may not respect the competition that they've gone up against, but those dudes grind it out every single night. And they're talented on top of it. It's not just a bunch of try-hard guys.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Top of the hour, Olin Krutz will talk about the Bears and the NFL. I want to talk to him about the camera angle also from last night, because for a guy who breaks down line play like he does, it's very cool to watch some of that Skycam stuff. I was really geeking out on that. Don't know if you were as well, but I thought it was awesome. Yeah. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
They'd be better, but I don't think they'd be good. Like, I don't think that there's a coach alive or dead that could have this Bears offense being good with the personnel that it has.
But it's competent and better. It would entirely be possible to me.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables, tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, fight me.
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. Welcome. TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong,
and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
This week in 1984, New York Met Dwight Gooden at age 20 was the youngest to be named the National League Rookie of the Year. Robin Givens sued Mike Tyson for $125 million for libel this week in 1988. That same week, Jose Canseco was the first unanimous American League MVP since Reggie Jackson. A Detroit Lion player was paralyzed in a game this week in 1991. This week in 1993, Don Shula became the winningest coach in NFL history today. Mario Lemieux entered the NHL Hall of Fame this week in 1997.
As tonight, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to 104.3 FM. No.
It's still The Score.
Someday. Give it a week, you'll be doing that.
I was about to say, a week? Me and Tanny are already plotting a takeover. Kidding me? My kid's not going to like me around 2 or 3 years old. His kid is going to be, five, six by then? Both of our ladies will want nothing to do with us. We can do overnights over there. Teddy's still got all that old vinyl. Teddy's like the real resource here, by the way. Like, they're fronting like, all right, what should we do? The guy's right there, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Tannehill's got all this stuff in his crates. Do you have crates? You have actual record crates, or how do you house them?
Well, my records are in storage right now, so I don't have like a setup with vinyl and everything. Like, right. I don't have a studio setup where I'm at right now, but I did at one point have crates, and then usually just go to the shelf system.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this sound. Steph Curry, after the game last night that we were talking about, was asked about that game and the possible finals matchup between these two teams. And Curry is, obviously, you're talking about the best team in the East, best team in the West. Here's what he had to say.
Considering how great they've been playing, it was a fun atmosphere. And, something we'll remember, obviously, when we play them again down the road.
Steph, you never be here in June. I believe this year you are coming here June for finals. Do you agree with me?
It's very, very likely, right? They're playing the best right now in the East, and obviously until they beat Cleveland, who's done it 3 years in a row. We'll see, but I heard the weather's great here in June, so we'll see.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got to beat LeBron 4 times in the series. Like, this is all fun. This is all awesome. We saw them. They were the number one seed last year. Without these guys, without Tatum, without Kyrie Irving.
They were a bad number one seed last year.
Yeah, paper champs. Yeah. Isaiah,
President's Cup winner.
They turned Isaiah Thomas into Kyrie Irving, which is a severe upgrade. I know. Oh, look at their numbers. They're the same.
No, one guy's 6 foot Kyrie two. Irving, yeah. Too.
Yes, he is.
It's this one, guy.
An engaged Kyrie Irving.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm here to prove something. That Mamba mentality that he speaks about all the time. But yeah, still got to beat LeBron 4 times in a series. And until I see it done, he's gonna go to his 9th straight finals. Like, I don't care how much of a Jordan stan you are. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that for almost a decade, one guy has taken 2 different franchises to the finals. And it might happen again this year.
So this is cool. Boston is a fun story. Brad Stevens, I think if you're talking about coaching matchups, I think Brad Stevens beats the pants off of Tyronn Lue. Maybe Tyronn Lue and LeBron James. Maybe it's a little bit different. But, yeah, holler at me when it's time to beat LeBron four times in a series, because that is something that no team has done in a long time when it comes to getting to the finals.
That said, I would be down for a
Boston Golden State
between those two teams.
Yeah, because they play fun basketball. They play fun basketball, and they play fun defensive basketball. You mentioned the deflections. Jaylen Brown, I think he was the number three pick that no one got a chance to see play because he played at Cal. And it's not just because it was Cal, but it was a Cal team that you weren't very interested in because they weren't ranked and you didn't really, you know, you saw, oh, okay, he was the guy that wore the high shorts, and that was their thing. Mm-hmm. But he is a terrific all-around player. He's a guy that, like I mentioned, could take that point guard spot when Kyrie Irving needs a blow, or when he's on the bench, or hell, when he's on the court, you can play off the ball for him. They got a lot of nice pieces, man. They've stacked. That Brooklyn deal, you talk about what happened to them. They get Jaylen Brown and they get Jason Tatum because Brooklyn was terrible and made a terrible deal for Kevin Garnett? Was that the Garnett deal, right? I believe that was the Garnett deal, the Garnett-Pierce deal?
Yes.
Yeah, when you had your oligarch messing around with funny money and saying, hey, we're going to be in the finals in 4 years. Oh, by the way, I'm going to hire Avery Johnson.
Mikhail Prokhorov.
Yes, yes. Now he's jet skiing in the... You know, in the south of France, hanging out with his peeps, you know, waiting for old Lanaranja, Mr. Cheeto himself to come hang out with him. But nah, man, I don't.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
There's so much good NBA basketball. If you are a casual NBA fan, like, pull up a chair for a couple of seconds. I'm not trying to sell the game to you. I'm done doing that. If you don't like NBA basketball, fine. But if you're a casual fan and you're looking forward to, all right, what the NBA has to offer, the first 3 weeks have been sensational. Now, if the stench of the Bulls has forced you away from the game, that's fine. You got to do what you got to do. But if you're that guy or girl and you still like NFL football just because, the better product during the winter right now is NBA basketball. Last night's NFL game was a cool game. It was a fun game. Marcus Mariota throwing picks like a crazy person. That overthrow, that first one was trash. But his defense held him up. His defense held him up actually two times. They only got two field goals after those two turnovers, those two atrocious picks that he threw.
But, yeah, I want to talk about that the Skycam stuff too, because there are some things that it does that really changes the way you perceive NFL football, and I think it's definitely for the better. This segment brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. Olin Krutz, the former Bears center, will be with us after the top of the hour on The Score.
Your game day ritual should always start with The Score's football pregame show, starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and senior Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zaidman live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Listen before every game on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables, tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That is the view that SkyCam gives us. It takes a lot to pull this together. 280 man hours to install and operate each week. With a very light mist now starting to come down, you see where they are operating it from up here in the upper levels of the stadium. We have two pilots, two camera operators, two engineers, double SkyCam coverage for this broadcast tonight.
When we first started talking about SkyCam and NBC's decision to use it, there were some people who were saying, yeah, well, what about all of the photographers, the camera operators going to be put out of work? Well, it sure doesn't look like people are out of work. It just looks like a different skill set that they're employing. But I will tell you, the one thing that it does is when it shows you the way plays are designed to be blocked, SkyCam shows you how quickly gaps get filled and how quickly holes cease to be. They are there and they're gone. So when they talk about a running back hitting up in there, get to the hole, that's what they mean, because it's not there and you don't really see it as well from the side angle that we're used to, from the classic viewing angle. When you see
the broadcast
how,
angle.
How far apart some of those splits are on the Skycam Madden angle, and just the speed of linebackers, the short area quickness of linebackers is insane.
That's what I took from it. I took the back seven. You know, people would look at the front seven. I took the linebackers in the secondary, and especially the safety positioning is what I took from last night.
You can see what the quarterback sees.
Exactly. If a safety is rolling up, you know, you used to only see a safety rolling up if he actually moved 5 or 10 yards. But if a safety moves and he changes his landmark 2 yards to the left or the right, that's telling the quarterback about leverage and positioning. And, you know, you had the quarters coverage that was easily depicted by that camera, and then you see a touchdown from it. Or I'm sorry, you saw the Delanie Walker almost touchdown from where he dropped the pass. I enjoyed it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that swinging Skycam kind of thing that happened during the NBA Finals, I believe, one of those Bulls Finals where people lost their minds.
More of that, too. Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah, I'm all for it. And if you're a video game player or your kid's a video game player, that's who they're selling it to. Because that's what you've been looking at. You've been going up in video games your entire, you know, life outside of Tecmo Bowl, where you had that broadcast view and the games were a little bit more archaic. But you've been going up your entire life. Now they put you right there where you're going.